This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now. It's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. Kevin, I also just saw this, and Mike, you might be excited about this. BR Walk-Off. You ever heard of that before? Bleacher Report Walk-Off?
Oh, yes.
Ranked their top 10 third baseman in Major League Baseball.
Josh, Buddy Bell.
Not one. Buddy, but not right now. Not all
oh,
history.
Not right now.
Right okay. Now. The right now versions. Austin Riley, number 10. Joey Ortiz, number 9. Matt Chapman, number 8. Ryan McMahon, number 7. Mm-hmm. Josh Smith, the number 6 third baseman in all of baseball.
Wow.
According to Bleacher Report right now. Behind Jose Ramirez, Devers, Alec Baum, Jordan Westberg, and Isaac Paredes.
My son said that it's unfair that Marcus Semien made the All-Star team and Josh Smith didn't. And I said, well, Josh Smith doesn't qualify really as a second baseman. Because I agreed with him. Josh Smith is having a better year than Marcus Semien, but it goes to the position, because they can't just take the 30 whatever best players / pitchers. They have to give them a positional spot. And for Josh Smith, he's having a better year than Marcus Semien, but that doesn't qualify him to take Marcus Simeon's spot.
If Altuve's leg falls off for a week and he can't play in the All-Star break,
he's not going, but they probably won't replace him with a third baseman.
Boach can't just do whatever he wants.
No, because remember, you weren't here for that. So when we talked with him last week, he did make allusions to that. And he goes, oh, yeah, well, if I had the say, he'd definitely be on the team. And he goes, it's got more complicated over the years. It's not as easy of a process as it used to be for the managers. And so he definitely was like, oh, I would absolutely put him on the team.
But because
politics.
I will say there's literally no other good second baseman who are not on the All-Star team. So maybe there's Marcus, you're playing all 9 innings.
There you go. All right, guys. Let's go to some football real quick.
I like football.
And then we'll talk something like the Cowboys. The Great Wall of Georgia.
Yes.
The average size.
Herschel Walker.
He did go to Georgia. The average size of Georgia's incoming offensive lineman is 6'7", 340 pounds.
What are we feeding these children?
I have no clue. Just putting steroids in the water, I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
Cronuts. You know what? Since we found out about Cronuts, offensive linemen are bigger.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
I guess.
Since you can't deny that, Kevin.
I guess I can't.
When was the first time you heard about Cronuts? Week and a half ago?
Several years ago.
2 weeks ago?
No, several years ago.
I mean, when you brought it up.
And then what?
Even several years ago, on the offensive line now, not bigger?
You've got me there.
And since then, 6'7", 340-pound average.
Unbelievable. How is that the average?
Nair Daniels.
Wait, that means there's people bigger than that?
Well, actually, yes.
What?
That's what average means.
I would say that Malachi Tolliver is the smallest one at 6'5.5", 321 pounds.
Okay.
320 pounds.
So hold on.
But Kevin, defensive tackle, right?
Hold on. But Nair Daniels, 6'7.5", 391 pounds. And Jahzir Jackson, 6'10", 300 pounds.
So the guy who's 6'5 and 321, they walk by and they're like, what's up, half pint? And they kind of shove him or something like that.
Maybe that NC State basketball player wasn't big enough.
That DJ Byrne?
maybe he's still, they're like, you're undersized, buddy. Sorry. He's like, what? Did you not see me?
He's like, I'm too big. I'm 305 and jump 6 inches off the ground.
God, that game is so annoying.
What I really need to look into now is, like, that's a giant recruiting class for Georgia. And that we've kind of discussed this. Georgia is now the powerhouse, right?
Sure.
They have solidified their stance.
It's hard to argue.
Kirby Smart's been very good in what he's built. Now that Nick Saban's out, Georgia becomes the lead dog and all of that. And so all the off, and they're like, give me some beef on the offensive line. Much like the Giants GM was telling their owner, look, we need to invest in offensive line to protect Daniel Jones because he stinks.
We talked about this with the shortstop conundrum about being too tall. Do you want to be an offensive lineman at 6'10"?
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you do if you're 6'10 and you don't play offensive lineman?
Man, I feel like you'd be a dope-ass receiver. Even
at 300 pounds?
Yes! You can man cover me all you like. I'll knock your ass to the ground.
Be like, run this route.
I just throw it up. Just point up every time.
Put it up here.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm like not even going to walk into the huddle. I'm just going to point my finger up.
Just like Randy Moss.
Yes.
At the line of scrimmage.
Run, yes.
Run I'm open.
Without the speed.
5-yard curls all day long. Then you get hit in the back at 6'10".
Great. Your would back's you even done. Notice that?
Your back's done.
Some DB flies up and just, what, did a fly
They don't have
me?
Lower back pads.
Yeah, well, that guy doesn't need it.
What? You, well, I guess they do have
that
the
extender
the
thing.
The brace. They do have those brace things now. Whatever.
Wait, are you like talking best? About like the flak jacket?
The flak jacket.
Or is it, what do they call it? It's
not a for a 300-pound offensive lineman receiver. There you go. My friend, actually our friend, Joe Trahan, who works with the Cowboys. I don't know if this is supposed to be public knowledge, but here we go.
Oh, man. Feels like we should have figured that
scrolling
out
through. I'm scrolling through Instagram.
Oh, it's on Instagram. It's public knowledge.
Nobody's streaming us. They won't hear.
And he was... He was overseas for the running of the Bulls.
Nope.
And he actually was down in the middle like of the arena with his white clothes and his red sash on.
What?
Prepare. That's what you wear. You wear like a white shirt and
Does
white
everybody
pants.
Wear that? Is this an old Mike Bassett commercial?
No, look. Yeah. Everybody's wearing a crisp white shirt and a red sash of some sort around their waist.
Something. They also paint.
Never go out of style.
Do they paint with tomatoes? Isn't that they all like throw tomatoes at each other or something?
Maybe back in the day, you had to use real things to paint. You didn't have paint stores. So you had to take like blueberries and mash them up or something and be like, throw it on the wall.
Is that how people painted?
That is true. To get dyes.
Yeah, they just took flowers and said, mush it. And then it'll make a color and throw it on the wall.
He's right about that. Mm. And there was a time where blue was very cheap. I don't know why, but that was all that Picasso could afford. So that was his blue period because he could only afford blue paint.
That's why the sky's blue.
I don't.
Because it's cheap.
Isn't the sky actually? Never mind. Never mind. I'm not getting into this.
What the hell are you talking about? Look up at the sky. What color is it? Blue.
But isn't that just because of the atmosphere and stuff? Because outer space is not all blue.
It's black.
Because if it was green, they would die.
But outer space is not our sky.
Yeah, we can't even see it.
The blue part's the sky. With the clouds in it.
Those aren't clouds.
The very heavy clouds, as we've noticed.
Yeah. Didn't paint that part.
Super heavy clouds.
I think we broke Kevin. I think we got it.
And then the sun is beyond the sky, but we kind of acknowledge that it's there.
What does that mean?
Anyway, with the running of the Bulls, six people were hurt in Spain's traditional annual San Fermín Bull Running Festival, with one participant gored and five suffering bruises.
I got a couple of questions.
Why do people run with the Bulls?
That is a good question. My questions were going to be these other two. Are we supposed to feel bad for those people?
Nope.
Knowing that they voluntarily went into this. And secondly, how is it not more?
What? People getting hurt by the Bulls?
I'm surprised not more people get hurt by the Bulls.
I've watched a few of these running with the Bulls things.
Because Jerry Reinsdorf won't cut the check.
The event has been going on since the late 1300s, where there's 48 Bulls who run per year, about 2,000 people running.
Okay, I get that, because you had a campfire to tell a story or whatever, and you'd have TV or the internet.
What do you think the score is for, like, humans and bulls in this instance?
Like, how many bulls have been killed by a human while running? Zero.
What about humans? More?
1,000.
Okay.
They probably have gotten better over
the years.
There
have only been 15 reported deaths since they started keeping track in the 1900s.
Good number.
That's it?
Go to the 1300s, and how many years is that, Kevin, since the 1900s?
600.
Huh. Interesting.
You know who would never get caught? Is those people from Dune.
They just slide their feet around.
They run around that desert. No bull would ever have a chance against them.
Oh, the Fremen folks?
Yes. They can outsmart the sandworms. They can beat the bulls. Is this something you'd want to do?
No. There was a time. And when I saw Joe's been doing a lot of stuff this offseason.
He ran with the bulls?
Yeah, he ran with the bulls.
Wait, Corey, when you talked about the people hurt by the bulls, did we account for D. Rose?
Oh, man, he did get hurt by the bulls.
Basketball bulls.
Yeah, not cocaine addicts in 1984.
And don't forget about Scotty's headaches.
Yeah, that's true.
So we got to account for that, too. And Luke Longley
hurt
emotionally because a lot of people act like it doesn't matter.
What's tougher to beat, the 95-96 Bulls or this bull that's running?
I don't think Eddie Curry could catch me.
It's true.
He is fat.
And Mike has said he's slow, but he thinks that Eddie Curry's slower.
At this point, maybe Eddie Curry could catch me, but I'd like to see what Eddie Curry looks like. If he was as heavy as he was at 18-19, I think he's going to be really heavy at like 40.
Valid question.
I don't know how heavy Eddie Curry is.
But you know how heavy clouds are? Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Who else was the high school kid they drafted in that draft with Eddie Curry?
Tyson Chandler?
Yep. That's it.
Could you outrun him?
No.
What about Joakim Noah?
He's like a giraffe.
Are giraffes fast?
I bet they are.
I think they are.
They have long legs.
And plus, you'd lose the race because they just stick their neck out and you'd be like, well, crap.
That's right.
I was winning.
You don't have a neck that long.
True.
Martin Hanks does. He's listening right now.
Is he really?
Yeah, in Arlington.
Oh, that's awesome.
He grew up in Lake Highlands.
Yep. What up, Merton?
You know what? I still remember when we had Merton Hanks on leading into Cowboys Niners. And I hated Merton Hanks my whole life.
We showed him.
And then we talked, and I was like, dadgummit.
We didn't.
He was so nice. He went very poorly. Such a good dude. And I was like, dang it.
What about 1992?
That went great.
And 93.
Same thing. 94 didn't go so well.
Oh, well.
Hey, we won a Super Bowl more recently than they have.
That's amazing.
Kevin, that being said, I did see that you have planned for this week. Because a lot of people put that on their bucket list, the running with the bulls. And I think if I was 22 years old, I'd probably be all about running with the bulls and go try something like that, especially if I could get a free flight over there.
A sponsorship?
A little hostel to stay in. Not now. Yeah, oh, I would like to sponsor a bull. That would be kind of dope to enter our bull into the running competitions every year.
What is the bull competing for?
The KNC bull for the numbers.
First place.
Yeah, he's trying to get
the
most.
I mean the medal stand, you know.
But how do you determine that? By running fast or goring the most humans?
Yeah, getting the most.
I think that it's more of like when you gore human, it's a time thing where they take a certain amount of time off of your time.
Hold on, yeah. You lose time for that? That would make no sense. In my bull running competition, you get points for that because the humans.
Exactly.
You
lower your time.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying add to it.
No,
okay.
No.
You're not getting you stepped out of your lane. And so they're.
Right. It's not a penalty.
They're taxing you for this.
Because the humans are trying to bait you. And so the bulls, they need to get credit if they take you down on their home turf.
Exactly. But Kevin, I know you have coming up this week sometime an anti bucket list.
Maybe tomorrow. The things you never want to do again in the rest of your life.
If you did this once, do you think you would never want to do it again? Or you would be like, you know what? I made it the first time.
No, Bulls because and that's a great song. I hear what you're saying. I think the issue would be someone somewhere near me would have gotten gored or hurt, even if I survived.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, that could have been me.
Gotcha.
Next time. It's like, oh, what happened? I have a giant bullhorn through my leg.
Thank you for that.
It's not been a great day.
Giraffes apparently run 37 miles per hour.
Oh, but how many
almost as fast as Wyatt to first base.
How many knots is that?
It's out in the ocean. Nobody knows.
No.
There you go. And that's the C block, ladies and gentlemen.
I could swim faster than a giraffe.
Highly doubt it.
I think they said Wyatt Langford runs 31 miles per second to first base.
He is fast, dude.
Feels too fast, but I like it. For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we're a week away from the Midsummer Classic in Arlington. Are you excited? And are you going to any of the festivities? That and more Rangers talk next on The Fan.
Oh, one. Langford hits one high and deep to left field. That one is not coming back. Pillar looks, it's out of here. That one clears both bullpens in straightaway left field. A two-run home run for Wyatt Langford, and the Rangers' lead grows to 9-3.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to talk a little bit about the Rangers, but also the All-Star game in general. Mike, I know you were talking about some of the festivities that you're going to be involved in this weekend. I kind of want to gauge the temperature of the Metroplex a week out from the event.
It's about 94.
Okay. Are people excited for the All-Star game?
Choppy was, and then I bought him tickets. Now he's backed out. So
what?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah. So I was like, thanks a lot, Chop.
Did he give you a good reason at least?
Too much money.
Oh, okay.
Like, this is like, all right, fine. So I think I'm just going to have my son invite a couple friends, because I have tickets for the Home Run Derby.
Yeah.
And it's going to be me and my son. And then I ended up getting four because Choppy desperately wanted some, and then he backed out. So I was like, thanks a lot, Chop.
Yeah. That makes a little bit of sense considering it's Chop, you know?
Yeah. So
that is fair. I feel like if anyone at the station, you can just use that line as well. It's Choppy.
Like
it just covers so much ground.
But I'm going to the Home Run Derby and going to the All-Star game with my son. I can remember going in 95 to both events. And
do you remember who won
the All-Star game? Jeff Conine. So as a National League.
Yes.
Because he was MVP.
Do you remember his quote after, or this might have been later, I don't remember if it was like right after the game. He said, "That's the hottest I've ever been on a baseball field."
So I agree, even though I wasn't on the field. I remember for the Home Run Derby, which was an afternoon event. It was not a nighttime event.
I got to go to that too.
It was so hot where we were sitting that we bought bottles of water to put on our seats so our butts would stop burning.
Like you poured the water?
Yeah, we poured. We got like, you know, Aquafina or whatever, like bottled water, and just had to pour it on the seat to cool it down so we could sit down on it. Because you had shorts on, and as your shorts kind of ride up, your thighs are touching the seat, and you couldn't, like your thighs couldn't touch the seat or you would burn your skin off.
Yeah, I don't want to do that, man.
Huh.
So you're saying telling everybody to buy water, huh?
I mean, yes.
We're okay for this one.
Okay.
Well,
because it's indoors.
It's funny that you say that because you're right about the Home Run Derby and several of the events, but so much of this is also happening at Choctaw, which is obviously
in Oklahoma.
Well, no. Oh. The old Rangers ballpark, if you prefer.
He's right. Choctaw is in Oklahoma.
That is true.
Technically correct.
Thank you.
I meant Choctaw Stadium. And so,
yeah, that's in Arlington.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's outside.
Reggie's right.
Oh my God.
He's playing football there, I heard.
And doing All-Star festivities there.
I think that's where I'm going to be. I need to check my email.
So a lot of the activations and activities are going to happen here. To combat that, MLB plans to have 35 hydration stations and sunscreen available around the village.
I don't think that's enough.
Well, there's more.
Okay.
20 misting stations.
All right.
12 shade structures. I don't know why it just can't be like
a shade structure.
Yes, shade structure.
Umbrellas.
And the rookie league field, which is aimed for kids 8 and under, is going to be tented and climate controlled with portable air conditioning. So you said that might not be enough, and I get that, but 35 hydration stations, 20 for misting, 10 shade structures. They're going to have sunscreen. The kids area is enclosed and has air conditioner. It feels like they're like really putting in the effort to make this work.
We're always looking for stuff to do here in DFW. Like, we like opportunities like this. You saw how many people were out there for the parade. It's not going to be like over that weekend. Do you think it'll be that close?
I don't think it'll be that many at one time.
Right.
But I think over Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, they'll probably get a million people.
Yeah. There's going to be travelers too.
Yeah. I know that there's just tons of, yes, I'll be out there, but the All-Star Village, I'll be out there on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. I'll be out there at one point with Mark McLemore signing autographs. But we're going to be in the All-Star Village, it says, is the location. Okay. That might be. I'm not 100% sure. Is that inside?
I think it's set up outside the stadium. I think that's how it's going to okay. be. I'm not sure.
But, yeah, so I think I'm doing a lot of things inside, I think, but I'm not 100% sure. And then I'll be there Sunday from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock at the Rangers Clubhouse Experience in the All-Star Village, and then the world's largest baseball
Excuse me.
In the All-Star Village.
Like a real baseball?
I don't know. That's what it says. It says from 5:30 to 6 on Sunday, July 14th, I will be at the world's largest baseball All-Star Village.
Does it say how big the baseball is?
No, just this. That's all I got.
Oh, okay. I got to find the world's largest baseball.
Yes, I'm definitely fascinated by that. So what I was curious about, and by the way, Mike, there's a whole lot of offers coming in if you don't want to send your son and his friends to the All-Star game or anybody else that they would
I'm going with my son, but then I have two extra spots that I got to fill out.
Multiple people who would like to purchase those All-Star tickets.
I don't think I'm allowed to. I did buy them, but I'm not allowed to sell them.
Probably accurate.
Kevin, Muskoda, Kansas currently houses the 20-foot-wide baseball, the world's largest baseball. So
is it coming here?
I don't know if it's like traveling, if it's like, hey, we're on a roll, guys. I don't have no clue what's
Paul
going
Bunyan.
On.
Paul Bunyan he hit it all the way here. And, yeah.
That'd be awesome. I have no clue how, like what they're doing here, but this is now like changed. I don't want to see the home run derby. I want to see the world's largest baseball. That's it.
Given those two options,
1,000%.
You're going to see the largest baseball and listen to the derby here on the Fan.
Mike's going to be at the world's largest baseball.
That's
from 10 to 10:30 a.m. on Saturday and from 5:30 to 6 p.m. on Sunday.
Oh, you want to go see Michael Young or Ian Kinsler? Yeah, or do you want to go see Fingers? Mike Bassett at the world's largest baseball?
Are they going to be at the world's largest
famous.
Baseball?
He's famous Mike Bassett.
You want to get an autograph from me? You have a chance from 11 to 12. It's the only time I do it for free.
All right. Do you get the sense, and I know we're focused a
By
lot.
By the way, I'm just teasing about that. I sign way too much for free.
Wow. Okay. I know the Rangers have won four in a row. We're hoping that they get closer and closer and eliminate any of this discussion about them being sellers
this
at the trade deadline.
This starts the run, baby. This
That's
starts
right.
the run.
But do you get the sense a week out that there is palpable buzz for the All-Star game here in Arlington and in the Metroplex?
I honestly thought there would be more.
Me too. Maybe it's because maybe as we get closer, it'll turn up a little more. Okay. But I think there are people that are still kind of coming off the high of the Mavs and Stars season, hoping the Rangers like really ramp it up. And over this next few weeks or the next five games, maybe they can make more intrigue happen.
I'm wondering if it's just our age. I just remember in 95 how just it felt like this. We couldn't believe we were hosting a major league All-Star game. And I don't know. It felt more buzzy in 95 than 24, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it's just our age and we're just, I don't know.
I couldn't wait to get the newspaper to see what new piece they were writing about that week and everything.
I remember going with my dad to like whatever it was called back then. I'm going to call it the All-Star Village, but it was at the convention center, right? I'm pretty sure.
Yes.
And they were giving away like Pinnacle cards. Like
yes,
you could
and,
get,
little, and I have an All-Star pin still.
Yeah,
from
and
that
so
weekend.
I don't know if they do that. Like if you go out there now, obviously it won't be Pinnacle, but it would be Topps. Like does Topps have like a commemorative like All-Star set that you can only get if you go to the All-Star Village that they're passing out to kids or old people like me? I don't know. But that was something I always remember was just how cool everything was and then getting to go Monday afternoon. I believe it was Monday afternoon to the Home Run Derby.
It
and then
was.
Tuesday night, one of my favorite pitchers, and this was so big for me as a kid because the National League teams – I can't remember the first year of interleague play. Was it 94, 95?
I thought it was 94.
Is Carlos Perez. Was a nobody pitcher for Montreal, but I loved him. I loved his antics on the mound. He was a left-handed pitcher, and he was on the All-Star team. It's probably the only time he made an All-Star team, but I was so excited as a 17-year-old to get to see Carlos Perez of the Montreal Expos.
You do get amazed at like that level of starstruck that you have, especially when you're younger. From the 817, I'm going out Saturday to the Village, excited, let's go. From the 817, I'll be at the Swingman HBCU game. And I think that that is going to be very cool as well. We talked about that a little bit earlier.
From Tejano Boy on YouTube, Kevin, which probably goes along with Audio Amigos.
Ah.
He says, will he autograph a DWI? Will you autograph that for somebody? I was just...
Will I autograph a driving while intoxicated?
Yeah, for somebody.
Well, I don't think I should.
I do not think you should either.
Okay, all right. What about a Dwight Powell jersey? Is that...
Ooh, okay.
Sure.
Okay, yes! Dude, can you imagine me the only person in DFW with a Dwight Powell jersey that's autographed by Mike Bassett?
Why'd you add that pause?
I was collecting my thoughts.
He knew exactly what he was doing. From the 214, 28 years old, I'm super excited for the All-Star game, but unfortunately prices are so high, I feel priced out, or else I'd be taking my son. I think that's...
You could go to the Futures game. It's only $40 to go to that game.
It depends. If you're only focused on going to the actual All-Star game Tuesday night, I get that then, but we talked about how you can get into the Village for $10. You talked about the Futures game, $40. I haven't really looked at the ticket market for the Home Run Derby, I imagine.
I mean, I know where I'm sitting.
Pretty high.
I'm sitting in section 233.
Okay.
And I believe those tickets are $275 a piece. So it is very expensive. I'm excited to go. It's a once in a lifetime thing. I think for me to take, I'd take both of my boys, but one of them is going to a camp for the week. But to get to do this, to remember doing this as a kid, I think that it's just one of those things where I have the opportunity to go. I got tickets at face value, and I don't mind that I'm sitting in the upper deck because I just think it'll be a special thing that we were planning on going, I think, years ago. I was looking into going to Cleveland, possibly, for the All-Star game with the boys when they were younger. And then you just look at the cost of travel, hotel, getting the tickets for Home Run Derby and the All-Star game, and then flying back Wednesday morning. And it just started to get to the point where I'm like, boy, this is going to be like a $5,000 three-day trip.
Yeah.
And so here I'm like, yes, it is expensive, but being here, it can cost me a lot less because I can sleep in my own room, buy my own food, not have to take a plane ride. So this is when it is in your town and you've always wanted to do it. I get how expensive the tickets are. But when you start looking at if you're ever going to do this, it's way easier to do it when it's in your community than having to do all the things to get room and board pretty much and the tickets and then get back home.
Now, from the 817, we just sold at least one person $10. Hell yeah. I'll see you guys on Saturday, Mike. I don't know if that's just to see the world's largest baseball, if it's also to see Mike, if it's a combination of the two.
I think you get to see, I think it's a ticket to get you into like everything. The other thing, too, is which I don't think it's charged. I don't think they charge you. Now, I don't know everybody who's signing and not signing, but like, there are a bunch of legends that are going to be there, especially tons of Rangers legends like Toby Hara, Buddy Bell, Jim Sundberg, Mark McLemore, Ian Kinsler, Michael Young, Adrian Beltre, Nelly Cruz, Josh Hamilton. Just keep going down the list. I know Oda B. McDowell is going to be there. Like, I mean, there's a zillion former Rangers that are going to be part of this that most of us are signing autographs for free for about approximately an hour. I don't know the times and the dates that you have on everybody, but yeah, like I know Kevin Minch and David Murphy, I think are going to be doing it on Monday. I know Derek Holland's going to be out there doing that. So I just don't know everybody's times.
And by the way, I was going to tell you there's a couple of new food items out there.
Name one.
TikTok star stale crackers, jambalaya and Cajun pasta, or jambalaya if you prefer.
I'm hungry.
Well, I don't have it here. Uh-huh. I'm saying at the ballpark.
I will eat some jambalaya. That is a fact.
South Street Tacos from a San Antonio chef.
Yes.
Loaded cornbread muffin.
I'll eat some cornbread muffin.
So if you want to try some
sounds like a day right there. Sounds like an adventure in and of
hopefully
itself.
Hopefully you'll do some baseball stuff
dude,
out there.
Dude, center looks like he's 14 years old.
He does. Maybe that's why he
how
lost.
How old is he?
Early 20s.
So older than Alcaraz?
Yeah, I think he is older than Alcaraz.
Oh, do we not get enough tennis talk in today?
I'll tell you what, Alcaraz has a lot of showmanship. He has a lot of flair when he plays.
I could see that.
I don't watch a lot of tennis.
I believe he is about to turn 23.
Yeah, he's a youngster.
With a KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, do you think we could get an entire crosstalk filled with tennis talk?
No.
Oh. I mean, we probably could.
No.
We probably shouldn't.
Nope, we can't.
Okay.
It's impossible.
Well.
I dare you even try.
Oh, we'll find out next on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
2-2 on the way. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with an elevated fastball. And the Rangers' winning streak moves to 4 as they take care of the Angels here tonight by the final of 9-4.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. You just heard Hixie. The Rangers have won 4 straight. Go for 5 tonight, right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Doing great, Hagee. How about you?
I am doing acceptably. Thank you for asking. Now, have you gotten excitement for the Rangers along this little run? Or are you like, kind of, but I really need to see how they finish out these last 5 games before the break?
I mean, it's really saved us from the depths of despair that we were in. Is that 2 weeks ago now with that losing streak? So it's definitely stabilized, and I'm trending up. You know, I'm at the bottom.
Yeah.
But it appears we've bottomed, and now we're trending back up.
Okay, good time for it.
Yeah. Not quite totally crotch first, but heading that direction.
I know. It's hard. It's hard not to go like, oh my gosh, they're back. The world champs are back. You know, but I'm trying to stay. We got to see this through. We got to see how the rest of the series plays out. Hopefully, fingers crossed, it's a sure day. You're able to secure a series win tonight, and then we'll see what ends up happening going into Houston. But, I mean, it's just we've seen this team be able to do it. Chris Young, every week we talk with him, he's optimistic. He's like, we just haven't been playing up to our standard. The issue's been the consistency. Are they finally getting the consistency? We can pray to the baseball gods that it's turning around, because Wyatt's doing his part. Corey was brilliant last night.
Yep.
Can everybody else, can like Jonah finally click back in to the all-star form he was at? Because he has not been anywhere close offensively to the player he was a year ago. Nathaniel Lowe has been playing much better. So it's really just 1-9. Can they find a way offensively to maintain consistency?
I realize this isn't the case and you can't go back, but it felt like maybe if Wyatt had started out in the minors and then came back the way he has since June 1st, hitting .325, his OPS is ridiculous, that people would be like, oh yeah, this is why he was the talk of spring training. Not just from us.
Yeah.
Like, he was legit the MLB. Talk of spring training across Major League Baseball. I think you're seeing why.
Yeah, yeah. Go Get Rangers is in full effect right now.
Okay, go Get Rangers.
You know what? I really wish I would have said that a week later.
Yeah, me
because
too.
Because then I feel like maybe I could have tried to take claim on helping this team turn around with that stupid thing I said.
You're telling me you don't think you can still take claim?
I don't think so.
I think you can. I think we can just pretend you said it a week later.
Who's going to know?
I was just really...
Kevin, since you said go get Rangers and we can start looking at numbers.
Okay.
Just come up with them, you know?
Yeah.
Like, look at when
lost 4 in a row after I said it.
Since Wyatt Langford said that's a ball MF-er. I mean, he's been on fire ever since then.
Fire since the MF-er moment. That is absolutely... I wonder what percentage of players just need that moment of like anger, or maybe it's clarity. I don't know, whatever it is.
Very therapeutic.
Yeah, to just set them on the right path.
Yeah, yeah, I'm done, you know, trying to hide my emotions here.
Yes.
You know, let's just let it all go.
Exactly.
It's cathartic.
Exactly. See, yeah. I like the use of that word. I really, really do. Now, we talked about this a little bit earlier. Keep in mind, of course, we're not going to press you to do this, but if you had 38 uninterrupted minutes at the Buffalo Wild Wings, how many boneless wings could you eat?
38 minutes. I'll put the total at around 25.
That seems to be 20 to 25 range, seems to be the consensus.
I would try and push for 30.
Okay.
But I think that I definitely could do 20. I'd try and push myself to 30, but that could be tough. And again, I think that you had an excellent topic with the sauce.
Yeah.
Like I think you'd have to go like garlic parm. You'd have to go something that wouldn't be too.
Something like soft.
Even though I think the Asian zing is their best flavor for me.
It is terrific. That is a very good.
That is absolutely delicious there at Buffalo Wild Wings. But I think you'd have to go with something that you could.
Sauce is good.
Yeah. I love a good saucy.
Yeah.
You'd have to go tame on the sauce.
I feel like you could do one a minute.
Okay.
You go 38.
Yep. Enjoy it and then sit there for 55 seconds. And then eat another one. I think I could do.
That's an interesting philosophy.
I think I could do one a minute.
See, I think my pace. I'm more of a sprinter here. I think I could do 3 a minute.
But then you'd hit a. Yeah. But then you'd hit a wall.
About 10 minutes. I'm full.
10 minutes in. Yeah. Okay, I got it.
Yeah. Depending on how breaded they are, I feel like that would be a factor.
Yeah.
But my idea would be to try and do one a minute. That would be what I would go for.
Okay, because I was caught up in awe of, and I realized this is what they do for a living, but Joey Chestnut ate 200.
They did.
That is
38 minutes?
In 38 minutes. That is just freaking unbelievable. And then, of course, this broke down into a discussion about the boneless wing. Do you believe it is a boneless wing or you are eating a flavored chicken nugget?
It's a chicken nugget.
Yeah, or a tender, you know, depending on how
chopped up chicken molded. Tender.
Sure.
And that, you know, I've never got it myself. I think there is probably a way that you could capture a lot of the wing meat and fry that, and it would be a boneless wing. But you know, it's basically just chicken nugget juice or chicken breast, right?
Right.
Yes, chicken breast, especially like at like Buffalo Wild juice. Wings.
I was going to make a comment about the bone part. And then I realized what show I was on now, so I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, see, that's my big concern.
I appreciate it for you. You're smart not to do that.
Yeah, but I would say that bone has flavor. So to me, that's where I think that boneless wings have no flavor. The actual bone, the bone marrow, the bone juice, all that you want to talk about is what gives it flavor. So that's why I would always take bone-in stuff over non-bone-in stuff.
And that's why you always hawk to it before you eat it, right?
Yeah. Bingo. My goodness.
Yep, there you go.
Yeah, dude, because you have to really chew that chicken down, all right? You have to masticate that down to where it's not.
There's big, that big word, chunks. Masticate. I heard that on your show earlier. Can you describe what masticate
chewing. Is? It's chewing. Yeah, you got to chew it down, chewing. Masticate it.
All day long.
And because otherwise you'll have pieces that get caught, and then you're choking on the chicken. And you don't want that to happen. Yeah. Gosh, so you want to make sure that you masticate it so you don't choke on chicken.
Are you back into the word of the day calendar, or what's happening?
Yeah. Well, word of the day toilet paper.
Just giving choking on the chicken advice. Yeah.
Exactly.
That.
Where'd you expect this show to go?
I mean, I
was trying to stay out of it.
I thought brought us was like, I'm not going down Filth Alley.
Set it up.
I thought we were going to survive.
I saw a tunnel for it, and I was like, well, if he isn't going to hit that hole, I guess I have to.
What do you guys got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold, as always, Haggy, thanks so much for asking. A lot of sports coming up. Rangers player show at some point.
Okay. Any particular sport you're most looking forward to?
Probably the baseball.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Got some soccer action going off tonight, too, don't we?
Oh, we do.
Some Mavericks press conference action. All of the sports.
Ah, I like the football.
Okay. Well, fair enough.
Glad I'm here. Ha!
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.